Eddie McCain.
How's everybody doing? Yeah, my name is Eddie McCain, and I'm from West Columbia, right across the river. I'm retired Army. I retired in 2009, and this is my third time, I guess, over the last several years, coming up here speaking against the Constitutional Convention. And one of the issues that's being brought up in favor of one is a balanced budget amendment. And I want to give you an example. When my kids were teenagers, I could have given one of my sons a grocery list of like 15 items to go to the Piggly Wiggly to pick up, give him my debit card. He'd go to the Piggly Wiggly, he's got 15 items he can buy. He can't buy 16, he can't buy 18, he can buy the 15 items that are listed on my grocery list that I gave him. Or I could just hand him my card and say, go to the grocery store, get whatever you want, just don't spend more than 18% of what I bring home on my paycheck, on my retired Army paycheck. Well, the first example I gave you is how our Congress set up our government. Article 1, Section 8 lists the 18 powers of Congress, and those are the only areas Congress has authorization to spend money on. That's it. There are no more areas. Just what's in Article 1, Section 8. That's it. That's the constitutional answer. The balanced budget amendment answer is to just tell Congress there is no list. Buy whatever you want to buy, spend whatever you want to spend on. Just limit yourself to 18% or whatever the percent would be in Congress's case. There is nothing wrong with our Constitution. Our founders were brilliant people. They set up our Constitution to limit our federal government. Now, the problem that we have, and if I know some of the people here I count as friends who are on the opposite side, they're for a constitutional convention. I'm against one. We all have the same goal in mind. We want a very limited, responsible federal government. But the problem is, and this is contrary to what Mr. Taylor said earlier, we don't have Patrick Henrys anymore. I don't know anybody that would stand up and say, give me liberty or give me death. I don't know anyone that believes that way. We got some people that say they do. But we had 57 people sign a Declaration of Independence against the greatest, just a country with the greatest army and greatest navy in the world of that time, pledging their lives and their fortunes. So when they wrote the Constitution, they had no way in knowing that 200 plus years from then that we were not going to have a society that had the same outlook toward freedoms and liberties as they did. They put it all on the line. I really don't know many people that do. Every morning I get frustrated over a simple thing. I can't stand riding through South Carolina seeing all these surveillance cameras. You know, that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment right there. I don't see the state of South Carolina doing anything about that. That's just one example. I just heard a little ding-a-ling there, so I know my time's running out. But I'm all about liberty, because liberty and freedoms do not come from you, and they don't come from Congress. Freedoms are what our founders refer to in our Declaration of Independence as inalienable rights, meaning they're part of our humanity. We're born with them. Our rights exceeded the existence of government. And it's your responsibility at the state level, and it's Congress responsibility at the federal level to protect them. But the problem is, we don't have the caliber of people anymore who are actually protecting. So it forces people like us to come together here, even though half of us disagree with one another, and bring these problems to you, when these are really simple solutions. You know, if you look at the Constitution, I'm going to sit down, I hear the second ring. If you look at the Constitution as the North Star for good government, and we go by it, we won't need to worry about a constitutional convention, because frankly, and I'll say this and I'll sit down, frankly, I'm scared to death of one. Because I believe when whoever is determined to be the delegates who take part in it, I don't believe they'll have the mindset of a Patrick Henry or a James Madison. I just left Virginia 2 weeks ago. I went up there to a Second Amendment rally in Richmond. The whole state's gone crazy. They've got a new governor, a bunch of new legislators. Now they're creating red flag laws. You want those people up there tinkering with the Constitution? You don't know who's going to be up there. And that's the point. You don't know who is going to be up there. And as long as we don't know who is going to be up there and what their thinking process is, then I say don't pass the Constitutional Convention. I'm not saying anything against the hearts and minds of the people who are supporting it. I'm just saying I'm scared to death it will end up a catastrophe. And instead of me being able to at least pull my Constitution out and say, we've got a Bill of Rights I can stand on and I can argue with you on it, we're going to wind up pulling out a book with a Bill of Government Granted Privileges, and I'm not going to have nothing to stand on anymore. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.